Hello, and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. In today's episode, we are calling in the Abundance Angels. I have had countless client sessions where everyone has been asking me, how do I create more? How can I bring the angels into my world? What does this look like? And perhaps you can relate. You know that there's so much more that you're meant to experience in your life. More love, more freedom, more confidence, better relationships, more money. And you may start to wonder why you're not receiving the life that you deserve. And as we start to shift the energy for today's episode, we are clearing away any external interference, anything that isn't a contribution, while we are working with the angelic realm during this episode. So, if you are driving, I would recommend that you hit the pause button and wait until you are in a quiet space. We are going to raise your vibration and really start to align you with those heart's desires that you would really, really love to have show up in your world. And so most likely you are, always putting other people's needs first, maybe at your own expense, having too little time for your own taste of life's pleasures and inspired creativity. Or maybe you are avoiding conflict by not expressing your emotions because you don't want to feel how other people will react to you. Or maybe you feel drained by other people's energy. And it's like no matter how much you're shielding yourself or you're trying to transform or change the negativity, it's just not working. You may even be working way too hard and receiving way too little without any real freedom to do the things that truly make you happy. And even when you do things that you enjoy, you may end up feeling exhausted and even depleted. Do you avoid conflict by not expressing your emotions because you don't want to, ruffle any feathers? Maybe you're constantly second-guessing yourself because you don't trust or you're not sure how to tune into your intuition or what that looks like. And maybe you're holding back from expressing your gifts and capacities because you're afraid of failure. You're afraid of rejection or hurting other people's feelings. I get it. I've been there. I've been exactly in all of those different situations. And it's interesting because sometimes we're conditioned to think positive all the time and focus on the good, and that by doing that you'll be able to manifest what you want. Just think about it and just bring that energy in and it'll start to happen. Yet if you push away the emotional piece, all of that negativity is buried, and then it'll attract even more negative circumstances and energy and even people. And what's really happening is that you are, on some level, rejecting yourself. And so we're going to start to look at that and start to really unravel what that is. And it's interesting, in my research, I found that positive thinking is really just repressing your authentic self. It's pushing away any feelings that you may think are bad or they're not spiritual. Or you're not allowed to, have those feelings. And, I've had to work on that a lot over the years. It's like I wasn't allowed to get angry when I was younger. I wasn't allowed to say no. I wasn't taught to say no. I wasn't taught to speak up and say no, that bothers me and I don't like that. I wasn't taught that, getting angry sometimes, that's okay. It's just an emotion. And so sometimes we think that we're following all the rules from the manifesting playbook, that thinking and focusing only on what you want in your life and, it's really quite fascinating because then you'll start to attract more of what you're trying to avoid. And then when we look at the level of energy and vibration that the emotion of fear carries, oh, it's one of the lowest and heaviest. And that will affect your manifesting, and that will affect everything that's coming into your world. So you may be, saying positive things, every day and every way, my life's getting easier. But if you are, sitting in the emotion of fear, it's lowering your vibration, and that's going to impact what you have show up in your world. And then this can leave you feeling exhausted, isolated. It's like you have no time or energy to do the things that you really love. It's like we really get on that hamster wheel. We want to feel good, and then something happens, and it just perpetuates everything that isn't working. And what I found is the key to effortlessly creating your true heart's desires and calling in the universal blessings, if you will, that you so deeply deserve, is to shift from positive thinking to feeling the blissful energy of love. When we feel joy, and joy is really being happy for no reason, and that is our inherent birthright. When we come into this world, we just, look at babies and children. They just feel joyous and happy for no reason, really. And from my perspective, and from the research I've done, from societal conditioning, from our families, what we see on the news, what we experience in school, we just start to become inundated with all of this other information that sort of pulls us out of that track of bliss and joy and into the suffering, the drama, the trauma, all of that, and the fear. And it's interesting because, some people will, if you're joyous for no reason, people will most likely assume that you're on Prozac or something. And you know what I mean? Like they think that there's a reason that you can't just be happy for no reason. And I'm not slagging, any sort of medical condition or any medication. If that is a contribution to your world, absolutely take it, right? But I'm just saying that, I've encountered people over the years who have said, gee, you're so happy. Like, what are you on? Like, what? It's like you just can't be happy for no reason. There has to be a reason for it, a justification for you to be that happy. And so everything that just brought up, we just want to destroy and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And what's interesting is that when we start to focus on feeling the energy of love, it just starts to permeate our entire energetic field. And that will start to magnetize more into our world that really truly lifts us up. And the abundance angels are literally waiting in the wings to help us with this vibration. And so, right now, I'd like you to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and just start to release the day. Release any thoughts, worries, concerns, points of view, anything and all that's been irritating you. Just let it all go. Imagine this beautiful box, this beautiful golden box is in front of you, and just put all of those things, worries, distractions, concerns, fears, criticisms, anything else I haven't mentioned, put everything in the box and put the lid on the box and just imagine or see or just know that the box is fading away. And just really start to relax. Relax your shoulders, your neck, your jaw. Relax your arms, your fingers, your torso, down your legs. And just imagine the most beautiful white light is coming in through the top of your head into your crown chakra. And it will start permeating and filling every square inch of your body, every molecule, every cell, every space in between your head, your neck, your shoulders, down your arms to your fingertips, filling your torso, your hips, your legs, and all the way out from the bottoms of your feet. And now just allow this light to travel down through the layers of the earth, the crustacean, the soil, the sediment, the rock, all the way down into the heart of Mother Earth. And we're just going to gift Mother Earth with this beautiful divine love and light. She does so much for us. And we're just going to allow this energy to travel through us and go all the way down into the heart of Mother Earth, gifting her. I'd like you to imagine, bring to mind something that you would like to have in your world. So bring to mind something that you would like to have. It could be a relationship, a person. It could be a thing. Maybe it's abundance, money, a new car, a different job. Whatever that is, I'd like you to bring one thing to mind. And I'd like you to make it as crystal clear as you possibly can. So for example, if you'd like to have a new car, imagine going to the dealership, picking which car you'd like, the color, the interior. Imagine getting in the car. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? And just really step into the energy of whatever that is. If it's a car, step into the energy of that car. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What is it going to be like to drive that car for the first time? See yourself going on trips, whatever that is. And so again, whatever you'd like to bring into your world, whatever that heart's desire is, just bring it into your imagination. See it, smell it, feel it, hear it, if that applies. And just really start to see it as real as you can possibly make it. And continue to envision. And we're just going to sit in this energy for about 17 seconds while the angels activate and align your energy with your heart's desire. So just know that this is already being done. You don't have to do anything. It's just simply an invitation to sit and create the space in your heart for whatever that is to show up. And anything that wouldn't allow it to show up with ease and grace and joy and happiness and possibilities, let's destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, time, spaces, dimensions, and realities. And anywhere that you don't believe you can have it because it's too easy, that you can't see it yet, it's not here yet, you don't know, there are other people involved, it hasn't worked before, it's not going to work now. Everything that is, let's destroy and uncreate it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And everywhere that you haven't chosen this particular heart's desire because it just seemed so far-fetched, it just seemed impossible, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that. And we're just going to return that to where it came from because a lot of that doesn't even belong to you. And one of the things I learned years ago with manifesting my heart's desires is any vision board that I create, I don't let anyone else see it. Because, you know, for example, again, if we're using the car example, if I'd like to buy, you know, a sports car, maybe I want to buy a blue BMW. It's a convertible. It's gorgeous. I love it. And I have that on my vision board and I invite someone over and they look at it and they've had a horrible experience with BMWs. They're unreliable. They're just a pain. They will project all of that onto your dream. And then all of that energy will get infused. And then that will slow down the process. So just really keeping your heart's desires close to your heart. And we're working with the angels to imbue your energy field with the energy of whatever that heart's desire is. And as the angels are working with your energy, with your heart, they are going to start aligning you and start bringing you action steps. So right now we can ask our angels, the abundance angels, what are the action steps required for me to bring this into my reality, whatever this heart's desire is? And you may receive an awareness right now. And if you don't, that's okay. It will come to you in the next, could be a couple of days. It may come to you in a dream. You may hear something. Someone may say something to you. Just trust that that information is going to come to you. And what is so beautiful about working with the angels is that they embody the energy of pure love. And just know as we're sitting in this space, the angels are still adjusting your frequency. They're clearing away anything that can be cleared away today with ease and grace to really align you with your heart's desire. And the beautiful thing about the angels is that we don't have to keep repeating it, although some of us do. We can ask for it once and just let it go. Their energy is so powerful that they raise your energy vibration up with their light. And it's beautiful because they are assigned to see the beauty of each of our divine perfection, really, and to raise our energy to a higher frequency. And so instead of being weighed down by the negativity, drama, trauma, fear, you're being lifted up to embody your most divine self if you are choosing it. And so everywhere that you haven't chosen that, we want to destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Everywhere you haven't chosen to be where your inner being is, destroy and uncreate all of that. I know that that sounds really simple, but it really is. We can choose to be disconnected, to feel negative, to be impacted by the world around us, the people around us, things around us, or we can focus on really being where our divine self, our divine being already is, that is within us. And it is a choice to connect into that energy and play in that reality. And so everywhere you haven't been willing to do that, and that just sounds totally foreign and crazy and so impossible, we want to destroy and create all of that. And it's interesting because, you know, have you ever been around someone or something that felt so negative that you felt drained and depleted? That's because your energy was attuned to their energy and you started vibrating at that energy. And then no matter how hard you try to stay happy, you feel drained by them. And so everywhere that you've chosen that or allowed for that to show up in your world, let's destroy and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And again, I'd like you to just stay in the energy, keep seeing and feeling and knowing your heart's desire, just one. If it's a relationship, just imagine how delicious it's going to feel to have that relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, just seeing, you know, envisioning yourself with that person. Are you laughing, having fun, sharing coffee? Are you holding hands? Are you going for a walk? Are you cuddled up watching a movie together? Just really start to step into the energy of what that would look like with that person in your life. If you'd like more money in your world. And that one has a heavy charge to it. So everywhere you're not choosing to have more money in your world, let's destroy and create all of that. And you have to remember that our brain, our big, delicious, juicy brain, can't tell the difference between what's real and what isn't. And so if we are incanting every day in every way, I have more and more money. Every day in every way, I have more and more money. And we mean it. That will start to impact the world around us. And anytime I find money, I'll just say, whoa, I find money everywhere. I found $5 the other day in a pocket of a jacket I hadn't worn for a while. I find dimes and nickels and I find money all over the place. And I'll always say, I find money everywhere. And that will embed and imbue into your energy field so that you continue to receive money. There was an exercise years ago that I started doing and it's asking every day, universe, angels, can I have the money now, please? 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 We're not used to asking. And that's how the universe works. The universe works through us asking and receiving and trusting. And sometimes those things don't go in that order and we have a hard time with them and that's okay. So everything that just brought up, let's destroy it and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And again, when you feel the angelic frequency of love, and just now, as we're sitting in this space, just imagine that this beautiful frequency of love is filling your heart and it's wrapping you with this beautiful, divine, beautiful energy from head to toe, all the way around. And when your energy is vibrating at this frequency of love, your positive energy is so strong that you will feel empowered no matter who else is in your environment. Your energy vibration will actually raise the frequency of everyone around you. And from this space, it's just a space of being this vibration and this energy, this frequency. You don't have to do, you just have to be this energy. It's like you're this beautiful beacon of divine love and light. And then that will bring so many things to you quicker. And you'll be amazed by how quickly your life will transform with guidance and the wisdom from your angels. And just sitting in the energy, experiencing the beautiful connection with the angels, the abundance angels that they've as they've set up this sacred space for us. And just imagine everything that we require to have that heart's desire show up in our world with ease and grace as quickly as possible, or even something better. Those energies and frequencies are being imbued into your energetic field. And then they become magnets. They will start to attract to you, bring to you the energies required, the frequencies required, the people, all of the support that you require to have your heart's desires. And everywhere again, everywhere that you don't think it can be that easy, let's destroy it and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And what's so amazing is that as you choose to allow your limiting fears to fall away, those negative emotions will transmute into pure light, and you'll experience an effortless state of joy. Again, if we're not feeling joyous and happy and excited about life, the chances are that's not even our stuff. And the quicker that we can let go of that, the quicker that the angels can come in and start to help us. And when you allow your angels in, you will become entrained to their positive energy and naturally attract your heart's desires. And everywhere that you're not trusting in the divine timing of your heart's desires, let's destroy it and create all of that. And something that I started to play with a couple of years ago was anything that I'm working on bringing into my world, I will thank the universe. Thank you, universe, for taking care of this on my behalf. Thank you, universe, for aligning me up with the right people at the right time to ensure that I receive everything that I'm entitled to with this or everything that my heart's desire is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, gratitude, joy, all of those high vibrating emotions and states, that's going to connect you in quicker with your angels. And so just by listening to this episode, we've already raised your vibration. And the angels are working their magic with you. If you feel inclined, you can re-listen to this audio as many times as you'd like. You can even put it on mute or low and play it in the background, and it will continue to clear away anything, any obstacles, any blocks, anything that may be preventing you from receiving everything that you would like, your heart's desire. Again, bringing everything to you quicker that you would really, really love to have. The angels have a bird's eye view, and they can see your life from a higher vantage point, from a greater perspective. And as we invite these angels, these heavenly helpers into your life, you'll be divinely guided at all times. You'll just know exactly what you need to do, what inspired actions or choices that will bring you the most joy, success, love, and prosperity. And the best way to experience the angels' miraculous healing and support is to bring them into your everyday life. You know, and it's like any relationship, really. You know, the more you know them and spend time with them, the stronger that connection is. And so just continue to see whatever your heart's desire is as real as you can make it. Imagine it's in front of you, whatever it is. What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it sound like? Is it a color? Is it an energy that you feel? Can you touch it? Can you smell it? Can you hear it? Are you looking at it? Just really connecting into every aspect of it as real as you can. Wayne Dyer used to refer to this as thinking from the end. He would have a mock cover done of his latest book that he was working on, and he would have it on his desk. And every day when he sat down to write, he would connect into the energy of it and see it as done and complete, spreading joy and the messages throughout the world, seeing people really receiving from the book what they could, what they required. He just really connected into the energy of whatever it was, complete. So again, if that's a relationship, what does that look like? Are you holding hands? Are you embracing? Are you with a girlfriend? Are you laughing, having coffee? Are you visiting? What does that look like? And if it's more abundance, are you open to receive more abundance? What does that look like? Sometimes we may be asking for more abundance and more money to come into our world, and we're not actually vibrationally open to receiving more. So while we're here in this space together, we're going to ask the abundance angels to expand our receiving as much as possible with ease and grace at this time, so that we may receive more abundance, more blessings. Thank you. And you can ask your angels every day to expand your receiving so that you can receive more. And just being open to receiving more. And everywhere you're not open to receiving more, you feel like you're going to take from somebody else, that it's never been done in your family before, you know, everything that is, let's just destroy it and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Yeah. So again, asking the universe. Universe, bring me $1,000 in a way that will be with ease and it won't be taxing on me before the end of this month. Thank you. And continue to ask. Universe, bring me. Universe, bring me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as more money shows up, thanking the universe. And depending on what your level of receiving is, with receiving more, it could take a month for that extra $1,000 to show up. It could take 6 months. It could take longer. It will take as long as it needs to take while the energies are shifting and changing. So again, whatever your heart's desire is, if it's for a romantic partner, if it's for more supporting friendships with people who want to co-create with you, who will celebrate you, you will each show up for each other. It will be fun. It will be kind, kindred spirits. Connect into the energy of that. Maybe it's a new job. Imagine the right setting, the right company, the right people around you, the right, better money, a wonderful working environment. What does that look like? We have to train our mind, our thoughts, to focus on what we like, not what we don't have. Because when we focus on what we don't have, the universe just keeps giving us more of what we don't have. So focusing on the end game, the end goal. What is that? That heart's desire. And so again, whatever it is, perhaps you're looking to start a new family. Wonderful. What does that look like? Start to just daydream and envision it and make it as real as you can. And allowing the angels to imbue your energy with that heart's desire. And we start with one. And then when you start to see that showing up in your world, then you can pick something else. And if it's not showing up in your world, take a look at any barriers, any blocks that you may have. You may have a subconscious belief or point of view or a decision that you've made that's preventing it from showing up. And when we're willing to shift and change that, then we create so much room for all of that joy, everything to show up in our world. And so just allowing the angels to clear away anything that they can with ease and grace, so that we may create more space for those heart's desires to come in. We're making space in your heart for whatever that is. And if you place your hands over your heart and just take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And again, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And one more time, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Perfect. You may wish to journal. You may receive action steps. Or you just may receive different inspiration, different ideas. You may want to jot those down. And you may want to ask the angels to continue to work with you to bring your heart's desire into fruition. Angels, show me what this is. Angels, show me my next step. Angels, is there anything I can do to expedite this? Angels, what does this look like? And everywhere you're not open and willing to receive the answers, the guidance, the support, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that. And gratitude. Gratitude along the way. Thank you, angels, for aligning me with the right people, the right opportunities, the right possibilities. Thank you for showing me the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Filling your energy field with joy and love and possibilities and magic. And we thank the abundance angels for this beautiful space with us today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can call upon the abundance angels at any time at all. They are just a thought away. Anytime that you'd like more clarity, anytime that you'd really like to not feel as stuck and you'd like some assistance, call them in. They will come. They always do. Wow, that was so amazing. Can you guys feel the energy? Holy, that was so amazing. And so again, just play with the energy and just really, really practice connecting into the energy of whatever that is, your heart's desire. You can even create a golden bubble in front of you and then fill that bubble with everything to do with your heart's desire. What does it taste like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it sound like? Put all of those things in the bubble and then step into the bubble and allow the angels to imbue you with that every day, bringing it closer to you quicker and quicker, faster and faster. And again, we thank the angels. And I'm so excited to hear about what you are going to bring into your world. What sort of abundance? Because remember, abundance shows up in different forms. It can be a person, a place, an opportunity. It can be money. It can be all sorts of things. So play with that and have fun. And do let me know. I love receiving your comments. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm sending you mountains of love. Till next time. Bye for now.